In front of you, the beach of Matey. On your left, the dike through which you gain access to Grissan. Behind, the white building where you can sample the fresh shellfish. Then the chalets. At the back, the massive of Corbière. Let your eyes stray to the right and you'll see the tower Philippe de Broa of the castle of Grissan. There waiting for you will be a narrated explanation of its 360 degrees panoramic view. On its left, the island St. Martin, and on its right, the Pêche Minot. In front, the neighbourhood of Matey, which gets its name from its marshy lake. In this area, you can see a large flat roof. It is there that the windsurfing of Grissan takes place. Short stays, classes in the funboard, and surfing are there for your pleasure. The two massives at the back are Foncode and Capulade. It is in the marshy lake of Matey that five Gallo-Roman ships were discovered containing amphorae, bronzes, coins, ceramics, helmets, lamps, small cups, and other goods. Some of these finds came from Italy, Greece, Byzantium, or even Carthage. According to some archaeologists and historians, this quantity of shipwrecks proves that Grissan was the second harbour zone of the big Narbo Martius at the end of the 1st century. Founded in 118 BC, Narbo Martius, which is now Narbonne, first daughter of Rome outside Italy, is going to become one of the biggest ports of the Roman Empire. At that time, the said area was dotted with islands. To reach the port of Narbonne, the ships had to go through lagoons. Grissan was then the maritime entrance of the big Narbo Martius. The inhabitants of this territory went backwards and forwards between the ships and the port of Narbo Martius. In the second half of the 3rd century, the weakening of the Roman Empire will trigger the decline of Narbo Martius and with her, Gruseus and its potentially antique port. Let your eyes wander on the beach up to the life-saving post. Behind you have the massive of the Clap. It was the Romans who built there the first houses and who, in the 2nd century BC, planted the first vineyards. Today the vine is still there. You can see a few plants on the left of this same post. The 500 hectares produce between 13 and 15,000 hectolitres of wine. Most are wines from the area. 30% are AOCs, 20 degrees table wines. As for the colours, 75% of the total production is red wine, 20% rosé wine, and 5% white wine. Many of the various wine domains are to be found in the massive. Make time during your stay to go and visit some. Grissan has a wine history 2,300 years old. Don't go without discovering it. If you prefer a stroll, go and discover the massive of the Clap from left to right. La Combe des Cochons, Le Castellat, Les Cônes, Le Plateau de Pierre Droite, La Blanche Chapelle Notre-Dame des Osiles, and its plateau Notre-Dame. Overlooking the sea, Notre-Dame des Osiles has protected Grissan for several centuries. Visible from a long way out to sea, it is towards her that the fishermen of Grissan turned to brave the dangers of the redoubtable Gulf of Lyon. In 1080, the monks of the Abbey of Casson established a priory to welcome visitors. But it was only in 1635 that the actual chapel was built. Having a very strong connotation with the sea, it has more than 70 ex-votos. Do not hesitate to go there and we'll tell you its story, but also the one about the cemetery relating to the sea, the hermit garden and the cenotaphs. It is attached to Odyssea, a stop on a site impregnated by solemnity, contemplation, and beauty.